Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
The informal economic sector plays a crucial yet often underappreciated role in the growth and stability of the economy. Now, despite their importance, these traders face numerous challenges. Representing informal sector traders in the country is the Namibia Informal Sector Organization, NISO. Joining me on the line is NISO's Secretary General, Joseph Kandenge. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, the informal sector traders, together with NISO, handed over petitions to the city of Windhoek and the Speaker of the National Assembly. Could you elaborate a bit more on that?
Yes. The government already recognized that there is no policy for the informal economy. There is no law. We are not protected anyway. So the city of Windhoek again also look at their review of their bylaw of 2007. So having the situation on hand, we felt that, you know, we had to take a petition to the city and to the parliament so that, you know, they can speed up the process of the new policy. Partly is that, you know, we've been talking, I think, you know, we are now 34, it's after 34 years of independence, and the informal economy exists. We have, you know, they are estimated that close to 400,000 or 500,000 people there. So we are providing jobs for many, many people.
Yeah, quite a big number.
Quite a big number.
Yeah.
But now currently there is no strategy except from the old colonial laws. And now the same thing is being repeated here, where these people, instead of, you know, putting up the laws in place and creating a conducive environment, the only thing which they send is a police. And the police does not explain the law, does not explain anything. It's just to say you are illegal, and then there's a conflict between them and the traitors. And that's why we came into forward to say, okay, this must stop now, because these have been putting a lot of people out of jobs. We have closed 1,000 people who are, businesses are closed. Those who are operating, some of them here in Karutura, they have problems of, you know, just running, the city of Windhoek is running after them at every hour. They are being detained at every hour. And I think their things are being impounded and taken. So and all these things, you know, this is a harassment. And we don't want to see harassment in any. Yeah, that's why we forwarded the petition to the city of Windhoek and to the Speaker of the House.
Yeah. So then how does the union collaborate with organizations, you know, like government bodies or private sector entities to support informal economic traders and their challenges?
Well, there's a lot of collaboration between us and the Ministry of Trade, the Ministry of Industrial Research and Trade. There is also a collaboration between us and the Ministry of Urban and Rural Development, partly also because of land, and partly on the labor side. But, you know, the Ministry of Labor is, of course, referred to as, you know, one of their mandates is job creation.
Yeah.
And here we are creating jobs. And if you are creating jobs, those jobs must be protected. And if the ministry are seeing these things every day in the newspaper. So these ministries have now to step up and see how they can address these issues. Otherwise, these things will go out of hand. And partly is that if you refer to the Ministry of Labor again, I think they are working with the ILO, which is a United Nations part of which are working with the labor matters.
Labor organization, yeah.
That's right. And if you refer to that one, the Health Recommendation 204, which is talking about decent work, and which is also talking about the transformation of the informal economy for better whatever. So now all these things, you know, if we have to put them together, so we feel that, you know, maybe the right way from our side is to petition every ministry according to his mandate. But of course, we want, of course, in the Ministry of Trade and Industry, they are tasked with the policy. So they are busy now with the policy, working with the policy. But we want, why they are busy with the policy? So all this eviction and harassment of the hawkers must stop with immediate effect.
Now, talking about policies, you know, what policies or regulations currently exist that impact formal sector traders, you know, positively as well as negatively?
Let me just look at the legal framework of our country. You look at our Namibian constitution, doesn't refer anything to the informal economy. And then you look at the Labor Act, for instance, doesn't refer to the informal economy, informal economy. And then, you know, you look also at the Local Authority Act. You look at also the Social Security Act. You look at, you know, the trades, whatever, which is the growth at home programs. This does not even refer to the informal economy.
Mm-hmm.
So we are totally out of the Namibian house. And partly also to make things worse, we are not part of the Vision 2030. You don't see us in the government plans. We are not planned for.
Mm-hmm.
We are not part of the whole country. We are just people who are there, who are not recognized. So even if you work with ministries or the municipalities, they don't see any necessity. There is nothing which can compel them to work with you. And that is what is you know, what we are trying to do, that you know, the government has to make the speak up the policy and says that also the city of Embu is working with us regarding the review of bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
We think everything, if you speed up these things without harassment, evictions, and all these embarrassing things,
mm-hmm.
we will be further and go further to the level of training these people.
Now, what potential do you see for the informal sector to drive economic development in the future?
Potential?
Yes.
Yes, there's a, you know, informal economy has a bigger potential. It is a growing economy.
Mm-hmm.
And since that, you know, today, if you look at it, it's not the old informal economy. We have also people now from the university joining the informal economy, young ones. We are now currently looking for a way on how we can build these people up so that, you know, they can not only... We cannot only be at the receiving end at the street level, that we can come to the mainstream economy,
mm.
where we can also, instead of these bigger companies doing wholesaling, some of the companies are producing or manufacturing goods, and they are wholesaling these goods, and they are sometimes also retailing these goods. That is a monopoly.
Mm.
What we'd like to see is that, you know, well, they can manufacture or brew beers or brew Coca-Cola, whatever they do. But the wholesaling part, they have to give it over to us in the informal economy,
mm-hmm.
so that we can do that, we can fill in that part.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part is also, which we are looking at, is that, you know, the informal economy, of course, you know, it's all over. If you talk about producers in terms of meat, if you talk about producers in terms of veggies and all these things, so these things, you know, all those people who are producing would like also not only to buy from the bigger shops, they would like also to see their own stocks on these shops' shelves.
Mm.
And those people are informal. And that is what NISO is promoting. We are promoting that part that, you know, we have to reach those shop of ShopRite or Pick and Pay so that we can also be in the mainstream economy.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was the NISO Secretary General Joseph Kandenge. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.